Not only is it 7:30 at WAMW, not only do we have 61 degrees at Washington Radio Center, but for Take 5 for your community this morning, we have Darren Hornaday. I just struck the microphone, I'm sorry. And a gentleman named Gary Iza. And we'll find out more about you, because we're going to be hearing a lot more from you. Am I correct, Mr. Iza?
Yes, you're correct. So I am going to be doing varsity football games with John Gear on Friday night.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
That's great. I hope I get to run one of the games for you, too, which means being back here at the radio station. And when you all call for a commercial break or a timeout, we go to commercials, because it's always very entertaining on this side of the mic to hear you all planning and figuring out, you know, what's going on and doing the score and doing the background stuff. So looking forward to that.
I am too. So this would be a first for me, but I'm very excited. He had me on last year doing some halftime shows, talking about the youth football program. And just correlated into this, so it's a good thing.
That's what you all are doing here this morning. Am I correct, Mr. Hornaday?
Yeah, we are in the process of signing kids up for our youth football program. It is for, we actually have a flag program, which is kindergarten to second grade. But the more immediate thing right now for signups is the tackle program, which is a third and fourth grade league and a fifth and sixth grade league.
That sounds fun.
And so, yeah, we actually, the 27th is the last day for signups.
Okay.
That's kind of where we have to cut it off so we can set how many teams we're going to have in each division so we can meet with our league and then set up a schedule and everything like that. So it's pretty important that, you know, if any kids are interested about getting in there to play, you know, get in as soon as you can to the YMCA, get the registration form, get that filled out, and we get you signed up. And that way we know where we're at as far as number of teams we're going to have.
You know, something else you might want to teach along with the football is play-by-play.
Well,
you know, you can give them a leg up before they get to Professor Shake's class.
Oh, yes.
At the high school.
Yes. Professor.
Yes, Professor Shake. But this sounds fascinating. How have you had a good response so far? Do you expect a lot of response?
Well, we are expecting good response in the third and fourth grade, fifth and sixth grade league. And, you know, we've had really good success the past few years. I know our third and fourth grade team last year, undefeated and league champions.
Wow.
And the year before that, when they were third graders, they lost one game in the championship game. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's definitely some talent coming up there. And, you know, just the great coaches, great parents. And, yeah, it's been a fun past couple years.
How can people find out more or contact you all for this?
You can stop by the YMCA. We keep stuff updated on our Facebook page as well. You know, but yeah, just mainly stop by, call the YMCA. And the other important thing we always like to point out, we know football can be a little bit more of an expensive sport to play because these equipment rentals and things like that. So don't let cost be prohibitive of anybody signing up. You know, the YMCA offers financial aid for all of our youth programs. So, you know, don't let price be the sticking point. You know, we can help you and do everything we can to get your kids in there and able to play.
This is one of the things that your fundraiser helps with.
Yeah, the Taste of Davies County that we do every year helps for, you know, scholarshiping youth.
Wow.
So, you know, when we do that, you know, that monies we make that night go back into a fund that, you know, throughout the year, whether it's youth sports, swim lessons, after school, day camp, whatever it is, that, you know, we're not going to turn any kid away.
That is wonderful. Bless your heart. That now I understand. I make that,
that's
the
how they go together.
The first thing I did when I started here, it was April of 2015, was the Taste of Davies County. And I was like, wow, this is great. What is that? And I remember, I'll never forget the chocolate fountain. It was I was in direct line of sight. I've got to go over there and find out what that is. And Dave's going, sit down, Angela. What are your thoughts on this, Gary?
So, you know, this league, it's interesting, right? So we've, you know, obviously we've grown to this point, and we're at a dilemma now, which is a good dilemma. We've always had just one team for third, fourth, and then one team for fifth, sixth.
Yeah.
We think this year we're probably going to hit that number to have two teams for fifth and sixth.
That is great.
Which that's what we're always trying to do, you know, working with Jake Durnall and them, of growing the program. So, you know, the big thing is this is a very competitive league. We play schools. Yeah. So we play Sullivan, we play North Davies, we play North Knox, we play Eastern Green, and we play North Central. So it's not just your regular Pop Warner, hey, we're going to play kids from Washington. It's a very competitive league. Like Darren said, last year, third and fourth, we really set the tone. Last year we were undefeated. So everyone in the league knows about Washington right now because we were a force last year. And heck, we went down to Castle and played in this huge tournament called Storm the Castle. And we're talking, we played a team from southeastern Missouri. We beat them. We played Castle, beat them 42-14.
Wow.
And then we played in a championship game against Center Grove, which is a powerhouse out of Indianapolis. And they gave us our only loss for the entire year. But, you know, that was a good stepping stone to get to that point.
Very much.
How can what phone number can people call?
Just call the YMCA. It's 812-254-4481.
Wow. That is wonderful. Now, I need a little more information from you all. I'll put it on the WAMW Facebook page. But Darren Hornaday and Gary Issa, am I? Yes, I got it right.
You did get it right.
Awesome, awesome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Looking forward to hearing you on football this year with John Gear. John is a hoot. John is wonderful. And he always requests rock and roll for us to play some rock and roll after the game. So be thinking of what you want to hear. You guys, thank you much for coming.
Can I say one more thing, too?
Absolutely.
So we're already starting right now. Before signups, I've already started free open field workouts. So if you have kids that you think are interested in doing football and and maybe you just don't know if you're going to sign up by next week, we're doing Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, 7:30 to 9.
Okay.
It's out at the North practice field where the varsity team practices.
Okay.
But I'm doing that for free right now. We have anywhere from 20 to 30 kids showing up, and I've got a couple coaches helping me out. So I can't take credit for all this. Please do not give me all the credit for this.
What number should they call if they want to find out more about that?
Actually, it's Facebook page is the best way.
Facebook, and what is the Facebook
and
page?
And the Facebook page is Davies County YMCA Youth, and then it's going to show football 3rd, 4th, football 5th, 6th. There's two pages, but we post everything on there.
I will find that and put it on the WAMW Facebook page, along with the WAMW YMCA. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'll get it straight. I need more coffee. Sorry. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming by this morning. And this Take 5 is a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. Any parting words before we get back to the rock and roll?
Last thing is Jake Durnell says feed the machine. So let's do it, Hatchets.
Feed the machine.
Say it on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Feed the machine.